This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's 26 minutes to 7, Luke.
I know.
It's the Brekkie Bears. This is Big Bear Mark.
And I'm late today.
I know. Michael went a little bit over.
How rude.
He's getting excited with Eurovision coming out.
I saw that. He even plays in Eurovision during the 6 at 6. That was interesting.
I know. Well, he played some Demi Im and he played the Switzerland song. No, the Austrian song.
I had no idea what language it was.
It was actually French.
But they're the Austrian entry.
Yeah. They've actually only ever sung French twice, and this is one of the years.
Ah, Eurovision.
Yeah, Eurovision.
Never cease to amaze me.
8 p.m. on Saturday. Join you on Eurovision and any other time that Michael's on the radio. So how's everything going, Luke?
It's all right here on a Monday morning. Back again. Had a week off last week.
Yes, with the holiday.
Yes, public holiday. So we thought we'd give someone else a chance to do brekkie. And back this week. Very exciting.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we haven't got Paul Robbie with us today.
No.
He's been ill. Well, he's been in hospital.
Well, he has appendix out.
Had his appendix out. So right. Lots of love going out to Robbie. If he's, I don't think he'd be listening at this time of the morning.
No, he's asleep. That's my fear, though. I haven't got my appendix out. I've still got my appendix.
Yes, so
I just feel like, oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm really worried that's going to happen to me one day. I'm just going to get this pain and it's going to burst and I'm going to, I just don't want to deal with that. So,
well, I had a bit of a scare a little while back, but I had what was called a rumbling appendix.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of that?
Is that when it's kind of like, it's making movement and stuff, but it's not actually going to burst? It's just kind of being annoying?
It's
like,
just
hey,
being
annoying. Like poking you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. It's just being annoying. Exactly. Well, that's about it. Yeah. So, yeah, I had that once and I had to go and get scans and everything. No, you're not going to. It's not going to burst. Okay, cool.
That's good then.
It hurt, but hey, you know.
Yeah, fun show ahead. Obviously a bit of a chat and some pancakes to give away later in the show.
Pancakes!
Of course, because that's what we do. How was your... We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks, Mark. How have you been? What have you done? Any exciting stories?
No, not really. Went to the 20th anniversary dinner, as did you, for Vic Bears last week.
Yes.
That was good. 20 years in the community.
20 Big years Bears. Of Bear Shenanigans.
Bear Shenanigans. So and it was a bit of a celebration.
Yeah.
Some old slappers got their makeup out and did a bit of bear drag.
Quite a few old slappers.
Thank you, Miss Louise. And Maxi Shields.
Old slappers galore.
Old slappers. And a few new slappers. Because, of course, the current Mr. Vic Bears 2016 got his frock on as well.
Yes.
And so did Cam, the runner-up.
That's a bit more bear drag than I was comfortable with, actually.
There was a lot.
Because it was just so much. Like, not because it's bad, just because it was so much. Like,
some of it was bad.
But
that's what makes it good.
Because I'm trying to be nice. But yeah, no, it was just a lot, you know. I think I didn't expect it to be that much drag.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot.
So much drag. And, you know, drag is fine. You know, I watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I'm into it. It's all good. And then, you know, I think it was funny, though, because unfortunately one of the guys who did a song at the Bear Night actually did the song that was the RuPaul elimination song from 2 days earlier.
Yes, he did.
And of course, it was nowhere near as good as it was done on RuPaul.
No.
Of course.
Of course not.
But I still felt bad for him because I was like, oh, you just can't live up to that. And it just happened 2 days ago and everyone watched it, you know? And I just thought,
well, it was the Jennifer,
that's a shame.
It was the Jennifer Houston song from Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm not
telling
going
you.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
And it's a big Black Lady in Pain, a blip song.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it needs some balls to do that song.
And a skinny white bear doing it just wasn't.
It wasn't,
you know,
happening.
And they were good, but, like, it just wasn't. You know, I just saw it on RuPaul 2 days beforehand, and this person killed it on RuPaul, and I was just, you know. But look, it was an interesting night, that's for sure. Good to see a lot of old faces, a lot of people I hadn't seen for a very long time. And, you know, 20 years is a long time for a community group to be running and to keep running successfully as well, you know, because
exactly.
It is all run by volunteers and people that put time into things, and they don't get paid for it, you know. It's literally their spare time putting on events and raising money for charity. I did it for like 4 years, so I understand what these guys go through.
And they've been around for 20 years, but they were saying on the night that in the last 10 years, do you remember, it was like $200,000?
Over $200,000. That doesn't surprise
me. $200,000.
In the 4 years that even just I was on there, even in those 4 years, we hit over like $50,000 or $60,000 in 4 years.
That's the amount that they've raised for charity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, for any organisation to spend that long and that much time and effort raising money for stuff that's not even for themselves, like raising money for other people that are needy, it's great, you know. And it was a really cool event to see everyone come together and just reflect on that and go, wow, we've actually, you know, I know we're a bunch of big hairy dudes and we just like to have a party and stuff, but it's so much more than that as well.
Yeah,
so,
and I just wanted to raise that because I don't think a lot of people would actually even know that organisations like VicBears, one of their primary goals is to raise money for community.
Yeah.
And not only the gay community, but they've done things for immigrants in crisis and a whole lot of other people.
Yeah.
So, look, they've raised, as I said, a lot of money over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So congratulations, VicBears, on 20 years.
Exactly. It's really, really cool. And, you know, it was very humbling to be in a room with just a bunch of people that really genuinely give a crap. You know, they really care. And that was really nice, you know. So, yeah, it was cool. And, 20 years. Shocking. Crazy.
Long time.
Such a long time.
Long time.
I'm so young. How does that happen?
You were there at the start.
I've been involved for 8 years. That's
eight
reasonable.
Years. That's
almost half.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
I've been involved in Bez for 18 years.
Yeah. Not in Melbourne, though.
No, not in Melbourne.
You've been around.
Been around, yeah.
Brizzy and Sydney and international bear celebrity.
Hey, it's Adore Delano, and you're on Brekkie Bears with Mark and Luke on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Adore. And coming up this hour,
party.
We're going to be talking about when is the right moment to give advice to friends on certain dating situations?
Never. All the time.
And when is it right to kind of lay low and keep it to yourself? We're talking about that very shortly. And also, Mark, some Eurovision news over the weekend.
Oh, a little controversy. It's not Eurovision without controversy.
Of course.
This time, it's all about the flags.
The flags. The controversy around the flags.
Yeah.
How's it even possible?
They've got the ire of the bus raised.
Oh, no.
But we'll talk about that in a
minute. We'll hear all about that. It's all happening this hour here on the Brekkie Bears.
You have a bit of a story.
Well, it's not a massive story.
It's a dilemma.
It's a bit of a dilemma. It's something that I sort of wrestled with over the weekend. So I had a friend of mine who I haven't seen for probably a good several months now.
Yeah.
But every now and then we sort of check in, and he lives far away, so I don't see him very often. And he messaged me, and we were just talking. I sort of said, oh, you know, how's life? You know, are you seeing anyone? You know, you're a really nice guy. Hopefully you're seeing someone. And he said, oh, sort of. I've sort of started seeing someone. And he said, but I'm not sure about them. And then he said, he sent me a picture of them, right?
And you knew who it was?
I knew who it was.
Ooh, okay.
And they said, do you know him? And I went, yeah, I do. And I had this moment, right, this dilemma for a second, where I sort of thought, how do I handle this? Because this person, to me, they've done nothing wrong to me, right? They're actually, some people would say they're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Really nice person. I haven't had anything bad happen. I just get like this vibe that they're kind of not quite there all the time. And they're very creative. And I just thought, is this something I should say? Because I've had some sort of moments that I've heard about and that I've seen where I've thought it was a bit something that I would normally, like with a really close friend, I'd be like, ooh, just maybe careful, be a bit cautious, you know? But I didn't want to sway his opinion because they could end up together and be really happy, and I don't want to be the person that said at the start, just be careful, because...
But just to be clear, you know, he came to you for advice.
Well, he asked me.
He asked
said, because he knows I know a lot of people because of my being in the community because and stuff for as long as I've been in the community.
You're a community member, that's right.
I am. And he sort of wanted to know, do you know this person? And I didn't quite know how to handle it.
Yeah. Well, look, and look, I'm all about the fact that if he's a friend of yours and you know him and he's come to you for advice.
Yeah.
I would probably give him advice, but with a few provisos. A bit like, look, this is my take on it, but this is only my take. I know other people who really like him or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, other people think he's crazy batshit as well.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And that's the reality is, you know, you've got to think about, you know, is this my perspective, my perception, and is that, you know, that's not really fair to say to someone else? Because I often say, and I feel like this about lots of people, I say, make your own judgment. Yeah, don't listen to what other people say. Make your own judgment of people. Because I've had people that I've heard bad things about, I've gone and talked to them eventually and actually become friends with them and thought, wow, what was that person even thinking? This person's really nice and it's kind of come from a different place. So I have to try and give benefit of the doubt to this other person too, right? I don't want to make someone think they're a bad person and they're not a bad person. I wouldn't say that anyway, but I don't want to put any sort of opinion or judgment on them before they find out for themselves, you know?
See, I think it's about the person as well, because quite frankly, there's two or three people in this world I would go, yeah, don't even bother. Don't go there.
Right.
I, as a friend, I'm telling you, don't go there.
They're really shady.
They're really, really shady.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'll throw the shade. I really will.
I know.
So, but look, I am with you. If it was someone who I sort of know and, you know, the whole thing is, I might think they're a really nice guy and they get into the relationship and they're not. And you never know. You never know with those things.
That's the thing. I've had that happen before as well, where a friend of mine's dated someone and at the end of it all, and they've broken up and had this big fallout, and I've said, yeah, I sort of had concerns because of this person. And they say to me, well, why didn't you tell me? Like, why didn't you say anything?
Yeah,
and it's it's not my place. I don't know. Like, I don't want to get too involved, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. So
exactly.
What I want to know is, guys, have you had this happen before? Where a friend of yours has started seeing someone or been interested in someone who you have a not-so-great opinion of. And how have you handled it? Have you just outright been like, here's what I think, that person's a no, here's why? Or have you sort of sat back and thought, you know what? What I think of somebody else is, you know, none of their business. You know what I mean? Like, I'm keeping it to myself. I don't want to rock the boat or anything. So let us know. SMS 0427JOY949 and email onair@joy.org.au. Tell us what you would do in that situation and what you've done in the past.
What have you done in the past if someone's come to you?
Yeah, did I do the right thing? I sort of just went,
I think you did the right thing. I mean, if they're a friend and they've come to you for advice, Give them a qualified answer. Like,
and it was. Yeah. I sort of just went, well, you know. I don't think very highly of them, but, you know, other people like them, so make your own opinion.
Yeah.
That's basically what I said. So,
anyway,
let us know. 0427JOY949 here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
Yes, well, there's been a bit of controversy in the last couple of days.
Controversy?
Yeah.
So Sean Connery has some controversy.
And it's with something unusual. It's the flags.
The flags?
Because you know how with you've watched Eurovision?
Yeah, of course.
And everyone's got their flag out there waving for their particular country.
They do. They just whip it out and fly it around the flag, I mean.
Well, they've released a official flag policy this year for what...
Flag policy.
Yeah, because basically you can't have flags which are too big.
Oh.
They've got to be a certain size.
I guess that, because you don't want people behind you to not be able to see.
And that's exactly it. And also for camera shots and things like that. So they can't be any bigger than 120 by 80 centimetres.
Yes.
And if they're on a stick, they can't be any bigger than 60 by 40 centimetres.
Because a stick would elevate it.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And
this makes sense so far.
The other thing that's been banned is selfie sticks.
That's good.
No selfie sticks.
Because they're banned at Disney World as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't take them because on rides. Like, but no selfies. So what else has happened?
But the drama here is that they also released a list of banned flags that you cannot take in and a list of approved flags. Now, the approved flags are the flags of the nations that are performing.
Okay.
Plus Romania, because they got kicked out. That's another controversy.
Okay.
But the people that are most upset about this are the Basques in Spain.
Right.
They're really upset because their flag was on the list of banned flags. Now, the Basque president is all up in arms, said Spain should withdraw from the contest. Really, really peeved off. Now, apparently, there's been some back and forward with the EBU this morning, and it looks like it's all sorted.
Okay.
And people can bring their Basque flags in now. But nothing's been officially released yet. But look, I mean, it is a bit of a controversy. I mean,
the other controversy as well that I read about too, right? I don't read this, but they've actually said that you can bring the rainbow flag. It's allowed, but you cannot wave it in a political fashion.
Yes.
And people are saying that, you know, people were probably going to wave the LGBT, the rainbow flag during Russia.
Yeah.
And you know, they're saying you're not allowed to do that because that would be considered waving it politically.
Look, there's two flags you can bring in besides the country of origin flags, which is the LGBTI flag, the rainbow flag, and you can bring in the EU flag. Now, yes, there's been some controversy saying, well, maybe are people going to be allowed to wave it during the Russian entry? I reckon on the night, no one will care. But
do you reckon they will do it anyway?
They'll do it anyway. Well, yeah, I reckon they'll do it anyway.
And they won't get those flags like confiscated?
No, I don't think they will. No, I think that'll be... it's all a beat up. But the other one that's interesting is because UK is talking about withdrawing from the EU at the moment. The EU flag is allowed. So there's also the thing that people can't wave the EU flag during the British entry.
Oh.
So it's all a bit...
it's getting a bit specific,
silly,
isn't
it? Yeah,
like,
it is.
You can wave your flag during this song, but not this song, you know? What if someone's just having a great time and brought their rainbow flag and they're just really happy about that and they're just waving it for funsies, you know?
Let's face it. I mean, Sergey, who's got the Russian song, he's a bit hot. I would be waving my flag at him, I reckon.
I'm sure you'd wave lots of things at him if you had the opportunity.
Exactly. And, you know, and I'm assuming he'd be quite responsive. But
all right.
Look, I reckon, I think steamy. It's all a bit of a storm in the teacup. I don't think there's going to be too much of a problem. Look, there's been worse controversies this year. Romania got kicked out of the competition because they were $21 million in debt, or 21 euros in debt to the EBU.
Seems fair.
And they got kicked out. And even Australia had a little bit of a controversy. Did you hear about that?
No, what happened?
Basically, in the lyrics to Damien's song, she mentions FaceTime.
Yeah.
Now, that's a product.
Right.
You're not allowed to mention products in the song.
Is it a product, though?
Well, the EBU...
it's more of an app on a product.
Well, the EBU basically ruled on it. Because it didn't have in the song lyrics that they put in, because it wasn't capitalised...
oh.
They said it wasn't the product.
Ah, it was more of a concept.
It was more of a concept.
Than a product.
So they let it through. though Dammy has actually given a few press conferences and slipped up a few times. Everything should be okay if she just keeps her mouth shut.
Get her PR people on her quickly.
Exactly.
What do you think about this, guys? Do you think the flag stuff is a bit too much? SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Tell us your opinion on this flag controversy. Do you think it's a bit silly or do you think it's a bit fair saying, you know what, maybe they shouldn't be waving their flags for political reasons? Back in a sec here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
We're talking about Eurovision and the flag controversy.
And of course Eurovision's got everyone talking because it always does here at Joy.
We've got a few comments coming in. Andy said that the term FaceTime was a term long before Apple took it up. Which I kind of agree.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Yeah, it's just that Dammy's comments aren't showing that at the moment.
Yeah. And now Clayton sent a funny one in.
Yes.
That I quite liked. He said his thoughts on Eurovision this year, if Russia wants to get rid of homosexuals, they should get another entry, as he's going to bring in more homosexuals looking like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to you, Mark.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We've got another message in saying rainbow hats. So maybe you make your rainbow fashion, you know, statement.
You swing your head politically, they said.
Yes.
Which is an interesting way of handling it, I think.
Yes.
And another message in as well.
If I can get to it. Well, something's happened. Technology issues.
Technology.
Look, there has been more controversy even as we've been speaking this morning. Basically, one of the other flags that is banned is the Crimean flag. Now, the Crimean flag is actually, well, the Crimea is actually the subject of one of the songs this year, which is the Ukraine song called 1944.
It's a song about a flag.
Well, it's not about the flag. It's about the Crimean incident.
Oh, okay.
And basically, now the flag song. Now the Ukraine saying, does Eurovision condone the annexing of Crimea by the Russians? Look, it's all getting a bit political at the moment.
Yes.
The Kosovonian government also said that...
the Castlevanian government?
Kosovovian.
Oh,
Kosovo.
I got really excited then.
said that, yes, they're a bit outraged by the Spanish thing, saying it's a bit racist.
Castlevania hasn't
gone. Look, yeah, so it's all going off at the moment.
David's messaged in as well and said, it wouldn't be Eurovision without strange rules that nobody really understands. That's part of the fun. Although this is a bit odd, even for Eurovision.
Yeah. And look, there's been a whole lot of other stuff happening. There was an incident with the Israeli entrant, Hovi Star, at Moscow Airport. He was going there for a function. Now, Hovi Star is an out LGBTI artist.
Yep.
He's also a makeup artist and he does hair as well. He looks a little out there, I'll give you that. But he got discriminated against at Moscow Airport. He got his passport ripped up when he was trying to enter the country. Now, he's basically saying, don't take this out on Sergey, the Russian entry.
It wasn't
his fault.
For his decision, yeah.
Yeah, so don't not vote for Russia because of it. But it is getting very political.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's a shame, isn't it? Like, it's a song contest. It's a bit of fun. Like, it shouldn't... I don't know if it should be this political. I know it always has kind of been a bit political, but... It's just fun for me. Like, why can't I just have fun and sing?
Well, it is fun. And that's the whole thing. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a song contest. It will be fun. Look, and there's lots of great things. Look, Australia's one of the favourites. Dummy's actually number 3 in the odds at the moment.
Wow.
She's doing really well. She's actually behind Russia and France. I've got a sneaking suspicion France might win this year.
Oh, wow.
I really like the song. It's my favourite.
You heard it here first.
And I'm going to back France this year.
Wow.
I think it's between France and Russia, to be honest. But cool. I think France might have a chance.
Curiouser and curiouser, that's for sure.
It all happens next week. You're looking at... the 14th is a Friday. It's the final, so it'll be here on Saturday morning.
Mm.
If you're wanting to watch Dummy, she's in the second semi-final. So the first semi-final is on Friday. That's at 7:30 p.m. The... second semi-final is on SBS at 7:30 on Saturday.
Yep.
And then, sorry, the final is on Sunday at 7:30 on
SBS. Get your Eurovision on.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy, 94.9.
Yes, and coming up this hour on the Brekkie Bears, we are going to be talking about...
food.
Well, food, yeah.
Food.
Because what else do bears talk about?
Food.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about some reminiscing. Oh, yeah, that too. And the combination of both. We're going to be talking about reminiscing. And we're also going to be talking about when things go wrong.
Disasters.
Kitchen disasters. So along with that, of course, to top it all off, giving away some pancakes. Nice voucher for the pancake parlour.
Lovely.
Very exciting. So just another food-filled hour here on the Brekkie Bears. Now, Mark, you spawned this thought after yesterday,
well,
correct?
Yesterday, my lovely partner basically had a bit of a reminiscing day. He got all the nostalgic for his childhood, and he decided that because he's from a Maltese background, his grandparents are Maltese, and basically he thought, there's something I really miss from my past, and he cooked something called Ros Filfon.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the Maltese.
I'll take your word for it.
It's basically, it's Maltese baked rice. It's
right.
But it's a savoury. It's got meat in it, rice, and it's like a, it's almost like a bit of a tomato-y meatloaf with rice in it.
Okay.
It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
But and it's got a lot of cheese in it, and you bake it, and it's actually really nice.
Sounds good.
And it was like, it just got me thinking because, I mean, a lot of people, I think, do this. It's like they go back to their childhood for things that were cooked for them when they were kids.
Yeah.
And that was really nice of him to cook something from his past
yeah.
that meant a lot to him, and he cooked it for me, and it was it's all lovely.
Coming full circle.
But I thought, you know, we're giving away pancakes this morning, so I thought it'd be interesting to see if we could find out what nostalgic things you bake or you make or you like to cook that from your childhood.
Yeah.
You know, so we're giving you a $25 Pancake Parlour voucher away. Give yourself that special treat. Enjoy delicious pancakes at the Pancake Parlour. Savoury, sweet, your choice. Lovely, of course. Thanks to Pancake Parlour.
Yes.
So let me know, or let us know, what is that special dish from your childhood that you make or that you would like to make? So just send us what the dish is to SMS 0427 joy949 or on air at joy.org.au, or you can call and tell the lovely Alice on the front desk, 1300 joy949, and let us know what that dish is from your childhood that you are eager to have again. Or, you know, is there one that you have from your childhood, Luke?
It's not much that I... that I make that's from my childhood, because my mum's really sweet, so there's a couple of dishes I used to love when I was younger.
Mm.
And so when I go and visit her, she will prepare that for me in like a little dish and send it home for me. So one thing she used to make that I used to love was her meatballs. Oh. It's meatballs and rice, really nice. They're a really nice sauce she used to make. So she'll put that into like a baking dish and wrap it up for me, and then we'll take that home, and then I'll heat it up and have it for dinner. So I actually get to sort of get the take home, and same thing with, she makes a really nice choc ripple cake as well. Classic, easy recipe. But I love the way she used to make it. So she'd make a choc ripple cake and give it to me, and I'll take that home and eat it. So for me, it's not so much about recreating these dishes myself. It's more, I reminisce about them. She knows that I still love them as an adult, so she makes them for me. So that's how I like to have them, you know, to have her make them. I still feel that connection to home and that connection to my childhood, because she's given that to me as a gift. So
yeah, it's like I've been inspired. One thing my mum used to make, which I did like, because I'll tell you a bit about her cooking later, but she used to cook this thing called tablet. Believe it or not, and it is a thing. You can look it up on the internet.
Yep.
It's a Scottish recipe, because my parents are from Scotland. No, I'm from Scotland, and it's like a caramel fudge, and it was called tablet, and it's something I might actually make that and bring caramel it in next fudge. Week.
Yeah, please do. That sounds great. I'm all about caramels. So.
Yeah. So, but it's got a strange taste to it. I just remember it from my childhood.
Yeah.
It's something that she doesn't make anymore. And, you know, it was something particularly that was other kids didn't have, because it was our heritage.
Very unique, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, we had some more entries in for our competition, talking about reminiscing in our childhoods about food that we loved back in the day.
We had Steph come in with her Nan's roast is still a favourite.
That's fair. Love a good roast, definitely. And another message in as well from an anonymous...
person. Anonymous, yes.
Saying he loves, they go to the markets on the weekend every Sunday to get their meals throughout the week, and they decided to cook pumpkin soup at the markets, but on the way home they walked past a cafe serving Thai pumpkin, so they made a change to their recipe and said not so much a childhood memory, but just love being able to appreciate the little stuff every week, like cooking with his man.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's very nice, isn't it?
Jack has also messaged in saying his mother used to make for six boys a very simple pure carb dish that they loved, and that they do it once in a while. They cook pasta al dente and melt a bit of butter in, fry some small pieces of leftover boiled potatoes, small pieces of bread, fresh croutons until golden, mixed pasta in with the croutons and potatoes. That's interesting. I haven't had that before.
Yeah, it sounds quite nice, actually, for sure. So thanks for messages in, guys. When we come back in a second, we're going to be talking about, there's all the good stuff we've talked about already, but the other side of the coin.
Disasters.
Some cooking disasters, things that don't go so well. Our food hour here on the Brekkie Bears this morning, and we've been reminiscing about things that we used to like from our childhood, things that we used to eat from our parents used to cook for us, and that we now make today as adults. But
Yes.
There is a dark side to cooking.
Well, there is. And you got inspired by a food show that came on last night.
Well, yeah, MasterChef is back. Yes. And I have to admit, MasterChef, I'm the total sucker for that show. Every time the music cues up and someone's telling their story, I start getting teary. It just knows how to work me, you know what I mean? I get really emotional as well. Anyway, though, all these cooks, great, right? They're all doing these amazing things. And every now and then you get one that does a total stuff up.
Yeah.
And we've all been there. We've all had a moment in our cooking lives where we've done something, and it might not be that it tasted bad or something, but we've done something where we've had to just go, scratch that, start again, because it's just an epic stuff up. Well, I know I have anyway.
I was just thinking, I don't know. Have I?
Look at
have
you.
I ever?
50 years, I've never stuffed up.
whatever.
Whatever. But look, I had one moment, and it was really silly, so I was thinking about it. I made a red velvet cake, right?
Yeah.
And I'd done the mixture. It was all ready to go in the oven, right? And I had one of those springform cake pans, you know, with the bottom that comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And so I had it all in there, and it was all ready to go, and I was taking it over to the oven. And I didn't have my hand underneath it, right?
Yeah.
Because it was in the pan, and for whatever reason, it's like I hadn't clicked in the pan properly, like to hook it in.
Oh, no.
So as I carried it from the bench to the oven, the bottom fell out. And, of course, the cake flipped, the mixture flipped, and just splattered on the floor.
Oh, no.
And so, and I told my friends I'm bringing a red velvet cake for dinner. Like, yes. I told them I was bringing it, and it hit the floor, and because it was red, because it's red velvet cake, right? So this red mixture just splattered everywhere, all over the floor, all over the oven, all over the cupboards, on the carpet. God. It was just like, it was like someone had been murdered in the kitchen. It was just red cake mixture everywhere, and I didn't know what to do. I was so upset. I was just so upset. I actually almost cried. I stood there and just went, oh. I just felt the tears welling up, and I was like, I can't believe that happened. And I was an adult. I was like 24 when this happened.
Yeah.
But I was so upset. It just really, I'd made this mixture. I was so proud of it. I was like, this is going to be a good cake. You know when you know it's going to be a good cake. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so upset. I was so upset. So yeah, that's my cooking disaster story that happened to me. And I ended up making another one, and it was okay. But at the time, I was just like, my hard work. What have I done?
It's like, I love the times on like Bake Off and stuff where they accidentally use salt instead of sugar.
Oh,
that happens all the time.
Oh, they look similar, I guess, don't they?
Huh?
They look similar, I guess.
Well, so, yeah, they do. And it's like, you know, you get Paul Hollywood there and going, yuck, and that's got salt in it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But, yeah, I can't think of anything too bad I've ever done.
Never dropped anything or ruined a piece of meat or something?
My ex-partner, and we still talk about to the day, the prawn incident, which he was cooking prawns and he set the pan on fire. And he didn't deal with it very well. He actually tried to flip I don't know what he did with the pan, but it ended up on the kitchen floor and it was still on fire. And hey, the dog's got a prawn dinner out of it. But and one of my dogs still has psychological issues from the fire.
Oh my god!
Off. Oh yeah, it was dramatic. But
so look, this stuff happens.
It happens.
Know? So also get in touch with us. Still part of the same competition. So we'll count your entries for this one too, if you want. 0427 JOY 949 or email onair@joy.org.au, or you can call Alice 1300 JOY 949 to win a $25 pancake parlor voucher. Still tell us about your childhood, but also tell us if you've had any cooking disasters. Anything that's gone wrong that you'd like to share with us here on the show. That'd be great. George the Bear from South Yarra has messaged in as well. Woofgur. And he says, love the show. Yes, childhood dishes. One of my favourites is stuffed capsicums with rice, minced meat and minced vegetables, or minced veggies and feta cheese. Keep up the great work, Joy.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, George. So get in touch with us and you're going to the draw to win these pancakes. So cooking memories and also cooking disasters. We are giving away these pancakes, $25 pancake parlor voucher.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
That's right.
We've got a drum roll. There it is. And the winner is Nurse James.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay! James.
Nice work. Now, James, you messaged in and said it's something that you don't actually cook yourself because you don't cook. And that would be your dad's toad in the hole, sausages in Yorkshire pudding.
I wonder if he's had a lot of toad in the hole.
You'd have to ask him that.
I will when I see him next. I will.
Yes, and you probably will see him this Thursday night, Mark. Is that right?
That's correct, for The Woods.
The Woods.
At 9 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're talking about bear stuff this week.
Very good, very good. As a bear show would, talk about bear stuff. That and makes sense.
What about Checkpoint at 3 p.m. on Saturday?
Yeah, Checkpoint on Saturday. So I don't want to oversell it because my guest is yet to confirm.
But you're going to.
But I don't want to. But look, a friend of mine who I used to actually write with 8 years ago has written a book about video games and about misogyny in the games industry.
Oh, cool!
Which is a pretty still a pretty big problem.
Yes,
you know, the way women are treated and the way LGBT is treated as well by certain parts of the gaming community. So hopefully he's available this Saturday. He's still checking his schedule because the book only just came out. So they're very, very busy, but hopefully he comes on the show on Saturday along with his co-writer. And we'll be talking all about the problems with the games industry when it comes to the treatment of women and LGBT communities. So should be a great show. 3 p.m. on Saturday on Checkpoint.
Exactly. Then at 8 p.m. on Saturday night, you can join myself with the lovely Michael and the Bretts for the Joy Eurovision show.
Yes.
This week we've got the second half of the second semi-final we'll be talking about. So we finally got to Dami Im. She's going to be the first. Yeah, she'll be the first song we're talking about on Saturday night.
Oh, good.
And then we'll go through. We might play Romania. They got kicked out.
Romania.
Yeah,
they got kicked out. But they still did a song. Oh, yeah,
they did a song, but it's not going to be played.
Was it going to do well, do you think, or not?
No, it was hopeless. It was horrendous.
Maybe that's why.
No, it wasn't. But that's right. But yes, so join us at 8 p.m. on Saturday for all the Eurovision goss and talking about the songs we like and we don't like.
Fair enough. And of course, next Monday, you can catch us back here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Bear time and bear channel.
I know,
yes.
I should have thought that through. So 6:30 next Monday morning, the Brekkie Bears are back, of course, to help to make your Monday morning just that little bit more bearable.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.